Live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we've been talking about graduation. It's high school, it's college, a lot of people moving on, new steps in life. Umpqua Community College with graduation coming up not this Friday night. I panicked a few people, apparently. It's next Friday, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. But we're going to spotlight a couple of UCC students that are getting ready to graduate. And the first one, I'm going to let you introduce your name so that we actually get it exactly correct at least one time.
My name is Vittoria Marossi.
And talk about what brought you to UCC.
I'm actually from Brazil, and what brought me to UCC is the opportunity that I had to play soccer and study at UCC.
Now, I know there's a lot of soccer in Brazil. Why come here to play soccer?
Here they have a better opportunity when we talk about student athletes, and I think you guys have also a good program at UCC, a soccer program, and that was a really good opportunity, a really good scholarship. So
what part of Brazil are you from?
I'm from São Paulo.
And that's like the capital, right?
Not the capital, but one of the main states, that is the business states, let's say like that.
So how did you find out about UCC to begin with?
I have some close friends and family that helped me search for college United States, and some searches in the websites, and yeah.
So had you heard much about Oregon before you came?
Oh, definitely not. We always know about New York, Florida, but Oregon never been my list. But since I've been here, it's one of the most beautiful states that I've been.
So how long have you been in Roseburg?
I've been here that's my second year, and I got here in 2021.
So what's along with soccer, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, but what's the focus of your studies?
So I'm getting my AAOT here at Umpqua Community College, but next year I'm transferred to Corbin University at Salem, and my major will be kinesiology, like exercise science.
Yeah, talk about that. In fact, I looked at that. I saw it on paper, and I'd seen it before. A lot of people probably don't know much about that.
Oh, yeah. So with this degree, you can work as a coach. You can work at athletic departments at high schools and colleges and universities. But my main focus will be or as a coach or as a athletic training.
And so you figure that's really going to be your career path, to combine your love for sport with a job.
Yes, I cannot see myself working something that is not related with sports.
You
I
don't
love.
Want to just be in an office playing with numbers on a computer,
yep,
or something?
No, that's not for me.
So why are sports so important to you?
Since I was like 10, I always been sports, and I think sports is not just about healthy. You get healthy, but sports is everything for me. Helped me develop in who I am and overcome my hard moments. And I think can change people's life. Sports can change lives.
Now, you are the captain of the soccer team.
Yes, I am.
Now, did you do that both years?
No, the first year we have another girl, and I'm captain just for this year.
So what's a captain? What's your responsibility?
I think captain is the one that needs to be talking with everybody, needs to be communicative with everybody, and needs to lead by example. I think that's the most important thing.
And soccer. Soccer is very complex. I used to know some about it because both my kids played here and played for the high school. So I've gone to, you know, lots of games, but I still didn't always figure everything out. There's a lot to keep track of in soccer.
Oh, yeah. Soccer. I used to play basketball too, but now I changed to soccer and I love soccer. Soccer is a hard sport, but it's fun to watch, I think. And it's all about score goals. You need to do your best to have the most amount of goals. So
When you came to Roseburg, you had never been here before, right?
No, that was my first time.
And so what was your initial thought when you got here and looked around?
When I looked around, I was like, whoa, that's pretty. And actually seems a lot like my hometown. It's a little town, and everybody know everything really quick. And the school, they're really welcoming with me, so that helped me a lot.
And what about your first time on campus? What did you think?
Beautiful. UCC campus is, I've been in many campuses here at Oregon, and UCC is one of the most beautiful campuses that I've been.
Now, along with soccer and your studies, are there other things you're involved with at school?
Yeah. I'm actually part of the ASUCC, that is the student leadership. I'm the activities officer, so I organize all the activities and events that happen around campus. And what else? I think I'm really active in this community. I love the Roseburg community. I'm part of a church. I attend Church on the Rise too. And I'm always trying to volunteer here at Roseburg, like, because they helped me a lot during these 2 years. So I'm trying to give back what this community did for me.
Now, it's, you know, college is its own, you know, it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of focus.
Yes.
But you're not just on the soccer team, you're the captain. But wait, you're the activities officer for all the student activities on the entire campus?
Yeah, let's say like that.
So do you sleep?
Yes, I sleep.
But you, I mean, you're obviously very driven.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a lot of things. I also work at school too, so it's a lot about planning your schedule ahead and be focused, because if not, you will lost yourself.
Wait, you've got a job too?
I got a job too.
And where at?
It's in the campus. It's like a peer navigator.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that?
I help people. I just answer phone calls and help people find the right way at school, and I'll sometimes help them with like some issues that they have with homework and stuff. That's what I do.
So is community college, I mean, is there a community college in Brazil, or are things set up differently?
Yeah, we don't have community colleges in Brazil. We have more high schools and then have a big gap, and then we have universities already. So it's I think community colleges are really interesting, so we can have this time to adapt with this new environment that is universities. It's helpful.
So after graduation, do you have plans for the summer? Do you get some time off? Or?
Yeah, I got some time off, but I will be working hard to be in shape for next season.
And so they've got soccer at Corbin, right?
Yeah.
And have you followed their program much this year?
Yes, actually, Corbin has our last coach, Whitney Pitalo, and she offered me a really good opportunity over there. So I'm really excited to go to Corbin and play some soccer.
So you'll have 2 years there, right?
Yes.
And then where do you hope to land? Are you going to go back to Brazil, stay in the U.S., or do you know?
Everyone asks me this question, and I think it's a hard one to answer. We never know what God has for us. The opportunities are different every year. But I don't know where they have the best opportunity. I think I'm going, but definitely I need to go home, see my family a little bit to get a little bit of comfort from my family, because I missed them a lot.
So have you been at home at all in these 2 years?
Yes, I went. The last time that I went home was Christmas break, and I stayed there for like a month, and it was really helpful to go through two more terms.
Now, when you got here, we were kind of still in the midst of some of the COVID pandemic stuff, right?
Yes, that's right.
So what was that like to come to a different country in the middle of all that?
It's weird, actually, mainly in the airports, because it's like a lot of protocols that you need to follow, a bunch of rules. And actually, the first like 3 months was hard to like make connections with people, because you cannot be near them. So. But now it's a lot better.
And what would you say about your UCC experience overall? Any particular big highlights?
Big highlights? I just want to thank you, people, I think. I'm so thankful for everyone at UCC that helped me. My coach Dave, my coach Onika, all the people in the Student Center that helped me a lot to overcome my challenges. And yeah, I think they're a big chunk of, like, we have graduation next term, and 2 years pass like fast. So I'm so thankful for them, and they become a family for me. So I think that's my highlights, like get to know people and make connections.
I'm going to see if I can say it right. Vittoria Marossi.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Am I close?
Uh-huh.
No, you say it.
Vittoria Marossi.
All right. I think it sounds better when you say it. Thanks for coming in. Part two, when we come back, we're going to talk to another UCC student in a moment. The interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. We are spotlighting students from Umpqua Community College, graduation about a week and a half away. And segment two, Lori Yeo, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
And get real close to the mic there. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I'm a non-traditional student, and I will be graduating this next Friday with cybersecurity.
So what makes a non-traditional student?
Basically, you know, there's all kinds of different non-traditional students. For me, it's not having been to school for 27 years. So coming back with very little technology behind me and coming back to the table with basically starting over at a more mature age.
And what did you do in those 20-plus intervening years?
I had a family, and then also I was part of a couple of different businesses in town. So it was a great opportunity to do that. But then I wanted something different. I wanted to start over in the back end of my life and see what I could do.
And why cybersecurity?
I have, my mind is, I love puzzles. And so trying to figure out puzzles and then kind of making a connection with learning how to take my organized mind and work in something that I had never had the skill set for yet. And so cybersecurity was something that I was very interested in. And so it just kind of played out that I would do that and see where I landed.
Now, I imagine with your business background, you saw the importance of it for the business community. And it seems like that importance, based especially on some emails I've gotten today, is really growing. I mean, there's so many things out there, situations where you hear about companies, cities, governments, different levels of things that get, you know, someone goes after them and suddenly you're at a standstill unless you are protected or know what to do next.
Yeah. And that's the one of the reasons. It's something that I was very intrigued by, and I thought to make myself more marketable in the business community is to go this route and to understand what I didn't really understand was cybersecurity and being more secure when we're on the internet, when we're at home via our phones or any other kind of technology that we're using. I just wanted to have that knowledge.
After you'd been in the program for a little while, did you ever look around and go, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
Yes, very much so. Being a non-traditional student coming back and not having that technology background, the first term, I called up my daughter and said, you know what? This is very overwhelming. Is this normal for a new student? She goes, Mom, all of us have difficulties and it's very challenging. And by the end of the term, I did okay. So each term, when I opened up my Canvas shell and I looked at what I had to do, I was overwhelmed. But then I would take a step back and think, you've got this, you can figure this out. You can reach out for help. There's lots of help on campus. And so that's what I learned how to do. Even though I am a more mature student, it's still very scary to go and ask for help and not be afraid to ask for help.
What led to picking UCC?
I'm here locally, and they had a great program. The gentlemen that run the CIS department are fabulous, and they support their students really well. So even if you're coming in and you don't know anything, just having those individuals to back you up and support you was very much what I wanted to have, that opportunity to be here and go to UCC.
So what does this degree allow you to do?
Well, it allows me to have an entry-level job, but actually what I'm going to do with this job, once I graduate, I'm going to transfer to Central Oregon Community College, where I'm going to do the geospatial mapping program with the drone technology. So I'm going to take the cybersecurity a degree and then couple it up with the mapping program and the drone program.
So what do you do with those?
So in the summertime, I work for a wildland fire contractor, and I set up heli bases all over Oregon. So I help tow a 26-foot trailer around every summer, and then I go out and support fire teams for wildland fires. And so having that aviation background and those kinds of things, I'd like to take the cybersecurity degree and the drone degree and couple them together to support wildland firefighters on the ground to map out hotspots.
And obviously, being, you know, having that whole type of work be secure and know that what you're looking at is accurate is really super important.
Yeah, yeah. Just supporting our local firefighters or wildland firefighters that are out on fires and making sure to back them up with any kind of technology. This is kind of an emergency technology, but having that cybersecurity background and having that and meshing it together, I'm hoping that that will support those individuals in the long run.
So while you've been working on this degree, what are some of the other things you've done at UCC?
Currently, I'm part-time in accessibility services. So that supports students with needs that, say you have mobility issues or you have learning disabilities, those kinds of things. We create support services for those individuals so they're more successful. And that was something when I came in as a student. I have dyslexia as well as ADHD. So I needed those supports to help me be more of a successful student. So that's what I do part-time, and then I also do school full-time.
So it seems like you must be really focused to work through all these areas in a curriculum and a degree that's pretty you know, tough work.
Yeah, it's pretty, the curriculum is pretty intense, but just like Victoria, I have to be very highly organized to get things done. And then also knowing that I have end goals, that helps as well.
Now, what's it been like being, can I say older, non-traditional student? Well, what's it been, because I know community college is a lot different generally than four-year institutions because there are more people there of varying ages.
Yes. It was challenging. And like I said, building confidence, I think that that's the hardest part when we come back as mature students. We are thrown in with all different levels of students, but also being able to understand that we can do the things we set out to do. It takes time. It takes work ethic. Those are the things that we have over maybe younger students because we know that we can complete things, maybe having a family already. There's just a lot more that we know we can do, but at the same time, it's kind of scary. But I think just having that maturity level and knowing I have a strong work ethic and just staying the course.
Did it simplify things to already be living here?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. And you know, I didn't have to go through what Victoria had to go through and finding a place to live and those kinds of things and creating a support network. I already had that in place for the most part. But yet going to school at Umpqua Community College, I had to build a support network there. And so that's what just like Victoria had to do, I did that as well. And that really helps you become a successful student as you build those support networks, whether it's tutoring, whether it's talking with instructors, those kinds of things.
In your time at Roseburg before going to UCC, what kind of contact did you have with college, just in terms of living in the town?
Not as, you know, I'd go to like volleyball games, basketball games, those kinds of things. And my children were also Roseburg High School graduates, but then they also attended UCC as well. So I had that connection through my children.
Now, is there anything, did it seem a little odd that, okay, you went here, now I'm going here?
It was very strange, yeah. You know, just like I said, when I talked with my daughter, it was challenging because here I am asking for her advice. And she had already finished at UCC and then went on and finished at U of O. And then here I am restarting my life and saying, how do I do this? How do I reach out for help? How do I figure this out? And I was asking my kids for help. And it was very strange, but very, really cool.
What are your plans for the summer?
Working in wildland fires, doing that, and then transitioning to Bend, and then going to school there.
Not really much of a break at all.
No, not at all. But I enjoy the work that I do with wildland firefighters, and then I also like to stay busy.
And it sounds like you're real happy with your experience at UCC.
Very much so. I picked them especially. I was fortunate, and there are a lot of students that are online students that pick UCC because we have a strong CIS program here on campus.
All right, Lori Yeo, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.